the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears rotten fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into fire. So by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." Thus were the words of today's Holy Gospel. My name is Father Roger Landry. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Fall River, and I work for the Holy See at the United Nations. It's an honor to be with you this morning. Today in the Gospel, Jesus speaks to us about false prophets, about whom he wants us to be on guard. But as we hear these words, it's easy for us to notice the false prophets out there without hearing a summons of the Lord for us to make sure that we are true prophets who really point others to him. And today's readings clarify for us what the two are. The false prophets appear to be good sheep of the Good Shepherd. They look as if they're devout. They regularly seem to call on him in prayer, "Lord, Lord." But at the end, they don't do the Father's will. They do their own. They bear bad fruit because Jesus says their tree is corrupted. They're no longer attached to Christ the vine. St. Paul in today's first reading points to the type of bad fruit and tree that Jesus is describing when he points to the way the Christians used to live when they were once slaves to sin and presented parts of their bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness for lawlessness. They didn't follow the Lord's law, and they were spiritual anarchists. St. Paul would develop these thoughts in his parallel epistle to the Galatians when he described the works of the flesh: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. We see these works often in false prophets today. There are Catholics, including clergy and religious, some famous, who preach and live a pseudo-gospel of, on the one hand, great laxity that features all types of immorality and impurity, drinking bouts, orgies, and the rest. They often treat sexual sins as 8th sacraments that need to be celebrated rather than sins that need to be confessed and repented of. There are also Catholics, including clergy and religious, who preach and live with hatred, rivalry, bursts of anger, envy, jealousy, selfishness, who cause dissensions and factions. These Catholics constantly judge not just other people's actions, but other people's souls. They complain, they criticize, they separate. While both groups have a following, they at the same time scandalize and drive many others away. This is in contrast to those we might call true prophets, who are the ones who are sheep and shepherds in sheep's clothing, who walk the walk, who live with integrity, who preach the gospel by their good fruit and not just by what comes from their lips, who do not just call upon God in prayer, but glorify him in their body language. St. Paul in today's first reading says that these people are the ones who present themselves as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. They live justly with the Lord. They're wedded to his law, and they grow in holiness. In his letter to the Galatians, he says that they bear the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When we hear these words, sometimes we respond to them as if they're soft words, as if we're about to sing Kumbaya after we go through the litany. No, they're actually very strong words. Those who bear the fruit of love are willing to lay down their lives for their friends rather than live for pleasure. They have Christ's joy, especially at their conversion, the conversion of sinners. The joy, Jesus says, heaven has most. They're generous to the point of sacrificing so much for others who need it. They have a peace that Jesus alone can give and the world can't rob, which also occasionally involves the sort of rejection by family members who don't want us to live ordered to Christ as slaves to His righteousness. They feature patience for theirs and others' faults, unconquerable benevolence even toward their enemies and persecutors, fidelity to Christ and to others, meekness, strengthening in the right way those who are frail, and self-mastery by the grace of God. When we hear these distinctions, the Lord wants us to ask, are we bearing that fruit that comes from communion with God? Or just the fruit that's convenient for us to bear? The outcome of these two types of prophetic living, the false and the true, can't be clearer. St. Paul in today's epistle describes that the end of those things, life according to the flesh, is death. And in his letter to the Galatians, he says, those who do such things will not enter the kingdom of God because they're not living in the kingdom. On the other hand, the true prophets, St. Paul tells us today, leads to sanctification. And their end is eternal life, because the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord for those who follow the Lord all the way. One is a path of eternal joy, another of eternal oblivion, everlasting self-separation from the kingdom. What's the choice going to be for us? On paper, it's an easy one. We always want to choose the Lord. But in practice, we have to do what He says today. And so what's that? By our baptism and strengthened by our confirmation, we have become prophets. We share in Christ's prophetic work. But are we actually drawing people to Christ by our way of life, or are we deterring people? Do we go beyond just the words of prayer and live by the will of the Father? Or do we say the words of prayer and then go and live like those who are slaves of sin? Today is a day in which the Word of God is calling us to be good trees, bearing good fruit, prayerfully seeking the will of God, and then in accordance with His grace, doing it. The Lord is calling us to be His slaves, not out of compulsion, but out of freedom, following the path of sanctification that leads to eternal life. Bearing the fruits of the Spirit so that others, when they think of us, when they see us, when they befriend us, see us resembling Christ and Mary's and the saints. Love, joy, peace, patience, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-mastery. And if we find this summons God gives us challenging, today God's about to come down from heaven to earth to feed us with Himself, to make possible from the inside this, our Christian calling. To Him be praise and glory forever and ever. Amen.